Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Can America even make it to 2024? That is a question we really have to ponder and ask. Can we make it to 2024? Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, as we have seen. After the stolen election, massive catastrophic consequences, because the people who stole the election are globalists and communists who want to destroy America. And America would have stood in the way of the one world government and in a communist one world government. That's what it will end up really being. Or a dictatorship one world government, which will act just like a communist government. So it'll be tyranny. Anyways, can America survive the globalist communist plan to destroy America in a controlled takedown so that they can form a global government? They partner with China, the globalists do, and use China as a model of what they want in their global government. It will be anti-freedom. They'll call it, democracy. The one world government people, the globalists, do not believe in democracy, folks. They don't believe in it at all. They want tyranny. They want a tyrant to run and control everything that they put in place so that they can, what they think is, reap all the rewards, but there won't be rewards. It's all going to fail in the end. But can we make it to 2024? And if you don't think this is real, if you think this is a conspiracy theory, what I'm saying, that the election was stolen and that the globalists stole it and that they're trying to destroy America in a controlled takedown, and they have been for a long time, but they got desperate because of Donald Trump. So they just blatantly stole the election because they felt like they had to, because they could not let Trump destroy what they had been working on for, well, it's hard to say how long. Some people trace it all the way back to when they started the Federal Reserve, all the way back to the Woodrow Wilson era. So, but it was probably before even that, folks. That's why I'm hesitant to say a timeline. But it's been a very long time they've been working on this. And it's been passed down. The original people are dead. But they passed it down through their secret societies at the time back then. But now it's not even secret anymore. Here's the proof. How about this? The World Government Summit. They actually had one. Folks, they would have never done this 20 years ago. They would have never just titled some World Government Summit. Yeah, we're going to do the World Government Summit. They're bold enough to do that, but they were even more bold to tell everyone, you have an American, people who have been part of the Democrat Party, who are running the Biden administration, which stole the election. The very same people that do all that are part of this plan of the World Government Summit. And here they say it to their friends, even though it's being recorded. They know most people won't ever pay attention, that they want to destroy America, and they're going to destroy it financially and bring it down and switch you over to a digital currency so they can control every aspect of your life, like China can control all of their people. But even worse, even more so. And here they are admitting it. Dr. Peppa at the World Government Summit. Take a listen.
About the U.S. versus China, it's about what underpins a world order is always the financial system. We are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Yeah, that's courtesy of Steve Bannon's War Room, that clip. And I might play that clip again at the end. We'll see. But this is a real threat. She right there just said that at the World Government Summit, that the world government people are going to destroy the current financial system for a new one. And what is the current financial system? It's based on the dollar. So it, when you say that, what you're saying is we're going to destroy America. And she does it with a smile. Even though she is an American, she don't care because she thinks she'll be duly rewarded by the one world government. So they don't care. They're traitors to their own country. She's smiling about being a traitor. Destroy the financial dollar system. She's all happy about it. They go to their own destruction. I've said this 1,000 times on my show. The stupidest globalists in the world are American globalists. They are the most stupid, moronic idiots who have ever lived on planet Earth. No one has been stupider than a globalist who's in America. If you're an American and a globalist, you're a moron. They are going to backstab you and destroy you. They're going to destroy your country. Duh. They're paying you off right now. And you think, well, I'm getting paid off. I'm getting paid off. And then they're going to backstab you and you're going to be nothing, with the exception of Barack Obama. And you better be right at Barack Obama's heel where he approves you, because he's the only one that they will accept. And he may be the one that they elevate to be leader of all. So with the exception of Barack Obama, all other, and Barack Obama hates America with a passion, never liked America. Never in his life has he ever liked America, ever. So that's why they love him. But some of these people that are American born have some sort of fondness of America, even though they're part of the globalist government. They're morons. They're going to be backstabbed. I am amazed at the stupidity. But you know what? People going to their own destruction is very common. Noah warned all these people that a massive flood was coming. God gave them an immense amount of time to repent. They were told they're going to their own destruction. They just went anyways. That is what humans seem to do. American globalists are being told by other Americans, America's going to be destroyed by what you're doing. You better change your way and repent, and you're going to be destroyed. At least we see it coming, and God can make a remnant come through it. We hope we can be like Noah in the aspect that God can protect us, like he protected Noah, through it all. But they're so stupid, we're warning them, trying to actually protect them, and they hate us. They hate people like me. How dare you try to destroy my plan of destroying myself? How dare you warn me I'm going to destroy myself? I want to destroy myself. That's how stupid they're just like the people who ignored Noah. Same. It's all the same. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. That's what the Bible says, and it's true. People are people, and they are the same, and they're sinners, and they're fools, too. And if you don't have the wisdom of God through the Bible, you have no wisdom whatsoever, none. You will worship idols, as they did, way in the stone things, and said, this is hand-built. You build it, and then say it's your God, the thing you created. That's what people used to do. Think how stupid that is. But now we worship different types of idols. We don't do stone idols, but we worship other things. But I won't go deep into that because we'll get dragged off. What I want you to see is that with all of this, can we make it when you know the election was stolen? The globalists put Joe Biden in there to help destroy America, and he's doing it. Open borders, everything you can possibly think of. And economically. And none of it's by accident. It isn't because Biden's incompetent. Remember, Biden isn't writing his speeches or doing these. It's the people in the White House and others around Biden. None of this is by accident. Anything Biden does, and they say, well, Biden doesn't do anything because of his dementia or that he's stupid. He does everything he's instructed to do. So it's all on purpose. None of it is incompetence. The pullout of Afghanistan wasn't incompetence. It was 100% on purpose done that way. Now they are destroying the economy. None of it is incompetence. They know the border and letting these people in is going to hurt. They know not cracking down on crime as crime rises and they encourage more crime. They know it hurts America. They're so dumb, they don't think it's going to hurt them. They think they're going to be safe. because they've been told by the other globalists around the world that they will be, and they're not going to be. They're so stupid. They're so dumb. They're so dumb. All right, here's Steve Cortez giving you some economic figures. Remember, this is all on purpose. The Biden administration is doing all of this to you, 100% on purpose, to destroy America.
Let's go to your economic analysis.
Yes. So let's
the clip I want to play.
Let's talk about the establishment, that the economy that the ruling class establishment has, including Mitch McConnell, by the way, has created for the United States. And let's run through some charts. Chart number one is, and a lot of this data just came out. This is the PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index. This is the preferred inflation gauge of the Federal Reserve itself. If you look on that chart, and that chart's going all the way back to the 1970s, if you look on that chart at the very far right, look at the massive spike higher right now as the PCE surges higher, absolutely accelerates to new 40-year highs because of what Biden is doing with assistance from Republican collaborators. Now, let's get to the next chart, chart number two. As a consequence of this inflation, guess what? The American people are extremely keenly aware of it, and they're starting to reflect that in polling. This is the latest poll out from Quinnipiac. 9% of Americans say they are financially better off because of Joe Biden. That is it. 9% of Americans. Probably the 9% who are in the ruling class who actually benefit from inflation. Yeah, there is sure. A small percentage of Americans who do fine with inflation. But that is the reality right now. The polling, of course, is miserable for him. Let's get to the next chart.
All right. He's going to go to another chart. I do want to comment on that 9%. Those are the fools that think, well, not all of the 9%, but I'm telling you, a huge chunk of them are the fools that think because you're benefiting now, then you'll be fine when the destruction of America happens. I don't get it, because how many of the elite do you think Barack Obama and his globalist buddies are going to take along with him? It isn't going to be very many. So the amount of people that think they're in on the inside, some of you may monitor this at some point in time. Will you wake up? You're going to your own destruction. I don't think they will wake up, folks. I don't think so. Anyways, I'll go back to Steve Cortez.
And talk about people who are not doing well at all. And this is foreclosures. Foreclosures in the United States for the month of March surged 181%. The worst levels since the lockdowns. You know, I mentioned this earlier. What you have right now are home prices are surging at the same time foreclosures are surging. Those two are not supposed to coincide, but they are. Why? Because we're in an inflation super cycle right now.
Yes, hold on. I got to pause it there. There's another reason, not just inflation. Remember, firms like BlackRock and stuff and others are investing in buying up residential homes. So companies are buying residential homes. Why? Put your money in assets, because if you know a great reset, a great financial system, as I played for you at the beginning, if they're going to change it off the dollar, the rich will understand they can stay rich as long as they have assets. So when things flip, their money's tied up in substantial actual assets. So buy up all the assets and then you flip it. So they're trying to buy up as much assets as they are. Same with Bill Gates. There's two reasons why Bill Gates has bought all this farmland. He knows a great reset's coming. He's part of it. Buy the farmland because that's an asset. But B, then you control the foods and the food source of the planet, or at least the United States, but really the planet. But you're putting your money in assets to prepare yourself for a change of coming off the dollar. That's why they're doing that more.
Working class people are being absolutely pinched in Joe Biden's economy. Now, it's not just the economic data. It's also the stock market performance. So let's go to the next chart and let's look at the year-to-date performance of the S&P 500, down 13.3% for the year for the first 4 months. That is the third worst performance ever. The only time we had a worse start to a year for the S&P 500 was during the Great Depression, 1932 and 1939. So this is very ignoble company that we're in right now. And regarding the NASDAQ, this is the worst ever because, of course, there was no NASDAQ. The technology heavy sector didn't exist back in the 1930s. So this is the worst start ever for a year for the NASDAQ, the worst month of April since the dark days in the fall of 2008 during the credit crisis.
Hold on. Folks, as the financial system is being brought low, and not everyone is in on it, obviously, Here's another major mistake that these globalists make. If you weaken America financially and you try to bring it down, and you bring it down as much as you can financially, and America is weak, they all forget that America has enemies that wish to blow it up. They all seem to forget this. Oh, we're going to just bring it down, weaken America so it's not a superpower anymore, and then everything will be fine. Russia and Iran will never nuke America when it's weak and can't do anything. That would never happen. Oh, wait a minute. Iran vows death to America and calls it the Great Satan and vows to blow it up so that they can go after Israel once America is gone. But they won't nuke Israel ever because it's one of their holy lands. This is something people always forget. Israel does not have to worry about being nuked by Iran. It will never happen because Iran thinks it's a holy land as well. And Iran wants to possess Jerusalem, not nuke it. But America, Iran doesn't care. There's no holy land for Iran in America. They will nuke it and nuke it and nuke it and nuke it. And our own moron Democrats try to give a pathway for Iran to do it. So either they're the stupidest people on the planet, which in this aspect, they might be so dumb to go to their own destruction because history is full of people going to their own destruction. So they could be. Or this is where they could be that evil that they want America to be nuked as a backup plan if their first plan doesn't work. I don't know if they want to. I actually lean towards they think that they're going to financially bring it down because they're just overwhelmed by their worship of money. They worship the god of money and not a real god, but that's what they bow down and worship is money. And in their ignorance of that, because they have no wisdom, they don't realize that when they bring America down financially, oh, it's weak, its military is then weak, everything is weak, and Iran and Russia will collude with each other and blow America up. But that never enters their mind as a possibility because I think they're that dumb. I really do. I don't think it's their plan to blow up America. I think their plans always cause things to happen that they're not thinking because they're so stupid that we know what will happen because we can say their side. We know exactly what they're doing and how to fix it. We're the smart ones. They're the idiots. But what can you do when the idiots outnumber you immensely and have control? What can you do? More from Steve Cortez.
Let's continue to the next chart. This is one stock we've talked about a good bit on this show, and I think it's really important for the deplorables to pay attention. Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM. It's Taiwan-based, of course, but it does trade here in the United States as well, so that ticker will pull it up for you. Taiwan Semiconductor, if you don't follow financial markets or don't pay a lot of attention to Taiwan, it is the most important company in the world that you may have never heard of, because Taiwan as a country dominates chip production worldwide, but particularly so TSM. It is the dominant player in the dominant country for chip production. And I think there's two aspects here that are really important. First of all, look at that chart. That is a year-to-date chart. You see this TSM absolutely crashing from the upper left to the lower right. It is down 38% off of its highs of just January. That is.
And if China ever tries to take Taiwan, what are we going to do? And what will that mean financially for us? Because they make all the chips. Say goodbye to your smart cars and maybe even smartphone. I don't know, because a lot of that's made in China anyways. But it will cause economic havoc in America. I want to go to leave Steve Cortez and go to another cut from the War Room. Because later on, Steve Bannon has Frank Gaffney. And he talks about the dangers we're facing, and he's always dead on, Frank Gaffney, on this stuff. Take a listen.
Well, for about 15 months, Steve, we've been talking about the Biden wrecking operation, and whether it's the border, whether it's the dollar, whether it's inflation, whether it's Afghanistan and other foreign policy debacles, what they're coming for now is our First Amendment and the rest of our Constitution, for that matter, a frontal assault, as you've been talking about, through this so-called disinformation governance board. But what this is part of, if we properly understand it, really is the China model, as it's been called. The program that the Chinese communists most obviously, but frankly, the global resetters have in mind to transform, as Barack Obama likes to say, fundamentally transform the United States of America into something that looks a lot more like communist China. And the leitmotif here is that they pushed it through, obviously using the COVID pandemic response in a whole host of ways, the lockdowns, the vaccine not tested properly, as you've been documenting with Naomi, the forced requirement that they be taken nonetheless, the passports that have been established now being repurposed or repackaged at least as so-called digital health IDs or cards. All of this is part and parcel of what the Chinese have perfected, really, at least to the state of the art at the moment, using facial recognition, gait recognition, surveillance cameras all over the country, and not least, of course, data mining, artificial intelligence, quantum computing.
Yeah, and what I think is going to happen is they're going to try to do this, and we're going to push back. And can we make it to 2024? Here's the thing. If we do make it to 2024, we don't have fair elections. Can we have a fair election in 2024, even if we make it there? Then the other question is, when tyrants overthrow a country, and our elections were overthrown, do they ever give up power? Or will they do anything, including murder, in order to stay in power? Just keep that in mind, because throughout all of world history, murder becomes the thing that they will go to next of political enemies who can threaten their power. You have to factor this in, because imagine if you watched some foreign country, in, let's say in South America, have their elections overthrown like ours were. What would my reaction be to that foreign country? Oh, that's it. That person's never coming out of power. That political party is never coming out of power. They don't relinquish it. And they will kill people to stay in power. That's what happens everywhere else in the world. Why do you think that wouldn't happen here? It's a serious question. It happened. All of world history is full of examples to tell us that's what they'll do. But nah, that could never happen. Not here. Yeah, and your rights and constitutional rights could never be taken away where they would lock you up, and they could never make everybody wear masks and tell you you can't fly in an airplane, and they could never shut churches down because the freedom of worship's in the Constitution. They could never do any of that, right? Oh, wait a minute. They already did do that to you. Folks, I don't know if we can make it to 2024. I don't know. But even if we do, how long do we have after that? Let's say we hold them back, which is possible. We frustrate the crap out of them. We get Trump back in. Doesn't that just make them say, we're never going to overthrow America, so time to nuke. I'm sorry. I'm just warning you, we have to think of these things. So what can you do? Well, hopefully we can have victory, but if not, put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what you really need to do. Let God fight our battles. That's our biggest hope. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.